Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's 4:30 Eastern Standard Time where I am in Philadelphia. It's kind of raining. No, well, it is raining. And today's topic is about the Father. Is he a woman? Is God a woman? I think it's a song out called God is a Woman by Ariana. It really makes me think about it all. I think it's Ariana. But, yeah, God is a woman. Maybe he is. Why not? Why can't it be? People thought he was white. Then they thought he was black. You got black people think that Jesus is black. You got white people think he's white. But they always expect him to come back as a man. What if he resurrected and he came back as a woman? There's nothing in the Bible that says he can't do that. Okay, he doesn't have to come back in his form. From what I remember from the Bible, and if you watch the movies, if they display this, after he's resurrected, he comes to the disciples, but he's in a different form. They can't recognize him. So he has probably a different face before he allowed the disciples to see that it's him. Spiritually, you can do this. This is after death. You know, it's something that is known from, like, masters and gurus and all that. So if he can change his form, why should we get stuck into idolatry and thinking that, you know, the Lord's going to come back as a man? He can resurrect as a woman. I just wanted to say I saw a pop-up. Like, this is what I believe in my heart to be true. And if you watch this video called The Dead Inside by Muse, I put the link in the description. In that video, there's a girl who's dancing, and that is the Lord. Like, if you watch, like, how she dances, like, just in the moment of her dancing, I don't know if she's, like, possessed, but, like my psychic senses, everything was tingling, like, my intuitive, everything that God gave me, like, was saying that that's the Lord, that's Jesus, and he's a girl, he's dancing as a girl. So I was just thinking, like, he goes from body to body to form to form. I was just thinking, because it's not permanent, right? But I was just thinking, like, what if he resurrected like that, like how she looks, okay? Like this white Jewish woman, and she started, because the girl looks Jewish to me, but what if he resurrected as a white Jewish woman, and she's walking around, and she's like, I'm the Lord. You know what I mean? Like, are you guys going to be on your Bible? Are you guys going to be with it? Are you going to get late to it? I don't know. Don't expect for him to come back as a man. Like, that's the whole idea of idolatry. That's why they warred against it from us. You know, we have a problem with seeing things in form for too long. Hell, I mean, I've seen many things in my life, but I've gotten accustomed to the Lord being a cat for a while. For a while, he was possessing my cat. He was my cat, manifested, materialized in so many ways, but he was just visiting, you know. So if I got stuck on that, you know what I mean, that would be traumatic for me to think, like, okay, when I don't have the cat no more, I don't have the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to appear in a different person. It's like Battlestar Galactica. He's going to appear somewhere else. It's going to be like a blink. He'd disappear, and then he'll reappear somewhere else. So, I mean, for me, for my life, I wonder why the Lord is constantly with me. It just could be for my journey, but I really think it's like, in this point in my life, maybe I need some help or something like that. Like, the Lord comes, you know, when you need him to come. A lot of times he comes unexpectedly. And maybe he's just, like, trying to help me get my life together, I guess. But there's many reasons why the Lord will pop up in your life, and he could, like, it's just weird occurrences will happen to you all the time. You'll go outside, and maybe it's like your neighbor, right? That's funny, and the way they shake your hand, and they're like looking at you, and I'm like, is that the Lord? You know what I mean? That's how it is. It's strange occurrences like that. But yeah, watch that video, because everybody who's, like, saying he's black or white, you know what I mean? If Yeshua came out like that, like this my image, this is what I'm materializing as, stick with it, this is me for time indefinite, I'm your Jewish father, but I'm a girl. I'm going to be in this girl form. So, yeah. I wonder how, you know, the reason why I bring this up, because I think people will think of him differently. People might actually be more interested in the Lord because they, you know, they're stuck on like this one image of patriarchy. They don't realize the Lord is a spirit. He's the host of hosts. But I'm just saying, like, why would one image, it's still back to idolatry. Why does he have to be a girl for people to be interested in him? I just, if anything, I would hope that when people read the Bible, when they contemplate on these things, that they go outside the Bible. Like, the Bible is just a guidepost. It's just, you know, it's inspiration. But it's just a guidepost. It's so much more that we don't know about that world. And I think the Lord is testing us. He wants us to know more and more about a world that we can possibly know if we, you know, if we keep working at it. It's like I'm outside of the Bible book right now. Like, there's so much going on. Like, I believe you can come back from second death. And the Bible is as though you can't come back from second death. Second death is when, like, okay, say you die. But, like, after you're dead, like, you're in the realm of the spirit world. But then you die a second time in the spirit world. And they say, like, okay, it's over. Like, you don't come back anymore. It's supposed to represent, like, if you don't really love the, if you're tested in this world, and if you really don't love the Lord, and you fail, that you're not going to come back after they kill you a second time. But I beg to differ with that. Like, I've had experiences, and I've come back from these places in the realm of sleep. That's the realm of death, and I've been battling demons, and I've been battling many, many people, family, demons who want to see me put down just because they don't like me. Just because it seems like I have a better fortune. Can you believe that? Like, people really will, like, put curses and hexes on you. Like, they'll give you the evil eye. They'll give you all sorts of things if they think you're doing better than them. That's all. People just think I'm doing better than them. I'm just happy. That's all. It's like I'm counting my blessings. I try every day, just like everybody else, to count my blessings and just to try to be happy. You know what I mean? And that threatens, like, so many people who are bent on, like, destruction and bent on this drama in their life. Like, they need this drama to continue. Like, that's normal to them. And they see someone else that don't have this drama, and it's like, oh, red flag. In any case, the Lord's a woman. I like that idea. I'm not going to, like, forever. But I like the fact that our Lord can manifest himself and materialize himself as a woman. Like, he said to his mom, a woman. you know what I mean? Like, I forget what it was in reference to. She was saying something to him. I think it was about, like, turning the water into wine. And he was feeling some type of way about it. And, like, his mother was getting too, like, coddly or whatever. He was like, woman. He put her in her place. He was like, woman, like, remember who I am. You know, kind of like that. So I didn't know how he felt about, like women. You know what I mean? Like, you see him intercede with Mary Magdalene, so you see he's compassionate, but, like, what does he, like, really feel about women and how we're made? Like, the relationship that we're supposed to have with men, being that, you know, Eve, our mother, she was the first to bit the forbidden fruit that landed us in this situation. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always wondering about that. But I guess it's just like he sees us as his children, and even still, like, we have a harder time being in this world, women. We do. We're tested, and we're frail creatures. We're more vulnerable, and we're more likely to fall because we're smaller, but we can still rise, you know what I mean, to the occasion. You see this video of the Dead Inside, like, the way he dances in this video, I'm telling you, He's the girl. He's the chick. Just for that one moment, the Lord must have possessed her whole entire body. Like, all I was getting from that was, like, the Lord Yeshua. I was, like, psychically reading her. Like, it was just the Lord, like, in the midst of them dancing. Like, watch how she dances. It's very provocative for him in a sense, not sexually, but, like, in a sense spiritually. Like, he's kind of saying, like, here I am. I'm out in front. You know what I mean? Like, the song is about dead inside. It's like they're having this battle, these two figures. They're dancing. You got light and dark, because, you know, she's a white Jewish, you know, she's the light, and then he's the dark. It's like these forces of nature, you know, fighting each other with a dance. But who's really dead inside? You know, of course, it's going to be, not to be racist, it's like in my interpretation of videos, it's going to be the dark side, that they're dead inside because they don't believe in the Lord. They don't have the emblem of the light that's in their heart to say, like, you know what, we can overcome it. You know what I mean? Because you know, at the end of the video, they don't really make it. But it's something about the girl, when she becomes dead inside, it's just kind of like she's still left standing. Like, she's got enough light to say, like, she could probably make it another day. That's just my analysis. You know what I mean? But people of the dark, like, really need to get into the world of the light, because they can't handle these forces of demons. Because, like, when they're dancing, it's just, like, about possession. It's like, the way they're dancing is kind of seeming like they're fighting this inside possession so they don't become dead inside. Like, these demons are in them trying to destroy them from the inside out. And it's just this one great scene where, like, the dude looks like he's been taken over by, like, some parasitic demon inside. And it's just the way he moves is like, oh, like, I've been taken out. But they're both fighting for light. But she wins. You know, she wins throughout the whole video. So, and that's supposed to be the Lord. So if that's supposed to be the Lord, I guess the guy is supposed to represent the devil. So it makes you say, like, okay, the God and the devil do work together. They work together like that as they're dancing, and the universes are flowing. They're swaying. They're together in a relationship. They might well damn well be married. You could say that too. Like, God is married to the devil. Like, he needs his devil, and it's like he needs the challenge. He needs to keep going with, you know what I mean? Like the whole thing, the accusation. So, you know what I mean? That the devil's like, he needs the empowerment. So it's like they charge the universe this way, just this dance. Because you see them dancing, it's just nothing but them. And it looks like they're outside, and there's a bunch of powder dust on the floor. And there's, you know, there's machines around watching them. It's just, like, supposed to be, like, private and secret. So it just seems like this is their private dance that they do just to keep the world going. That's my interpretation of this video, The Dead Inside. And it is about power and pride. And you hear some of the lyrics of the lead singer, Muse. He's charging the girl with being, like, uncaring. But I think it's more than that. I think sometimes people can misjudge us and mislabel us, right? But I think for the most part, he's misjudged his power, the word is, for being uncaring. It's just he has a lot of power, and he has to be a certain way about his power. So that's just a lesson for me. It's a lesson for you. It's like people, like, if you have a strong attitude about life, people really think that you're a dick. They'll think, like, oh, okay, maybe you don't care. And then they'll try to have some reason to hate you. You know what I mean? They're just not used to people with strong personalities. Maybe that's just, like, the way, you know, you're confident. That's just the way you care. You care by being strong. So look at it like that. Like, you care by being strong. The Lord is strong. He's strong enough to be a girl for the dead inside for the video. So don't think that he can't materialize as a girl. Like, if he were to resurrect and come back, and people think he'll announce his presence. I don't think he will. I think he'll come to his followers. I think he'll come to fellow Christians. But, you know, don't be surprised if it's a girl. He can come in any form. Come in any form. Okay, so that's kind of like my show for now. They've been pretty small lately, but I just kind of like getting back into radio. I had a little vacation. This is what happens. Joy has vacations, and it took me a while before I get back into Blog Talk. And, you know, y'all have more updates, more content for you guys later. But so far, I'm looking at Wednesday and Friday for these Blog Talk shows, more spiritual talks, and get back more into some astronomy, talking about the planets and some significance there, and how they relate to our lives. Yeah, because everybody's a star, aren't they? You know, aren't we all like stardust? You know, earth dust mixed in. Isn't everyone, you know, magnificent that way? But We'll talk more about these things next week. Are you a star or are you earth dust? Earth dust versus stardust, if that makes any sense. Because, when you know, when you get in the presence of angels, some people down here are angels, and it's just like we're so overwhelmed and overcome by their presence because they're made from starlight. Doesn't mean that they're better than us. Because remember, they said, you know, one third of the heavens fell. They are definitely not better than us. It's just like the way they're made. It's just like, oh, like heaven, you know, is right here. And that might make people feel a certain type of way. Cause you can tell certain people are stars. You can tell, like, the way their presence is. Like, there's something very angelic about them. But I don't want to get dismayed because Earth, even if you Earth dust, I want to be Earth dust. Because I think I'm a star, but I want to be Earth dust because, like, Earth rocks. Earth is always going to stay solidified in our presence of greatness, of rock and earth. We're going to be here. We're going to keep it real, okay? We're going to bring it all down to the planet and say, you know what, you might be from the heavens. You might be a star. You might have your life together, but are you grounded in reality? Are you grounded in the world? Are you going to, like, be here the next 20, 30 years rocking, still doing the same thing but still being classic? So some people can't say that, you know what I mean? They live a fast life and then they're done. You know what I mean? They fly too high to the sky and they get burnt by the sun. They're done. You know, they're ash, but they have like a great life. But I don't want to have a short life. I don't want to be here and then going the next day like a Kurt Cobain. That's just not how I want to go out. But I love you all. And once again, I'll talk more about these things next week. We're going to probably be getting into stars and planets and, you know, really, really talking about something in astrology, the forecast. Is it relevant to our lives? Do we still need to know about the weather of how everything moves? And just see how it relates. So hopefully you enjoy my Lord Yeshua talk. Okay, guys. Joy will talk to you next week, Wednesday. Have a good day.